And so we kick things off this afternoon by welcoming a couple of cast members from the upcoming production of Penobscot Theater, My Story is Gluskabe. We're joined in studio by Aveta Villalobos and Kylie. I'm going to get it right. Kylie Turner, welcome to both of you. So great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
I don't know if you have so fanfare going.
I like that. Okay. That's nice. That's good. I didn't have that, but if you could come in every day and do that at opportune times, that would be fantastic. Welcome to both of you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
Now, you have been in Maine before. You have worked with kids in the summer program,
yes.
You were telling me.
Yes. So I had the honor and privilege of stepping in as Dramatic Academy's director for SpongeBob the Musical this past summer, and it was just about the best time I think I've ever had.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And this is your first time here?
Definitely first time in Bangor. Mm. I actually, my dad's paternal grandmother, they like moved to Maine, some part of Maine, I don't know where, and like bought a farm. So I like visited one time way back in the day when I was a ute. But no, as an adult.
Has it changed since
I'm that? I don't remember. I think it was
when you were a youth. That's only like 7-8 years ago, right?
Yes, probably. I don't remember. Like I feel like it was very green then. It's not as green now, but only because you know winter and stuff. But so I feel like it's probably the same.
Well, it's good to have you both here for this very unique show and a wonderful collaboration. So excited to see it. I'll ask you individually here. What drew you to My Story is Gluskabe?
Well, you know, as people of color, I feel like there is not enough representation. And when I heard that this was going to be specifically geared toward the Penobscot Nation and people who identify as Indigenous, I immediately had to put everything down and ask, how do I audition? Who do I need to talk to? Where do I go? And you know, I got in contact with Jonathan Berry and he gave me the sides and I auditioned and now I'm here. But that's truly why I was so driven to this show. And it's because I feel like there's a cup that I need to fill in my life where I can someday show my kids and even show my family and my nephews, like, this is what I've done. This is how I've represented our people and how I've helped push us forward, and I hope that you can do the same.
That's wonderful. What about you, Kylie?
Very similar. You know, doing my normal search for auditions as the New York actress, and came across My Story is Gluskabe and read the summary. Saw that it was basically a Penobscot creation story, and so then that made me more curious about, like, you know, the Penobscot people being from New England. It was my first time hearing about them, so wanting to know more. Auditioned because there are so few, like, Native American plays,
yes,
that are out there that get produced, especially one of this magnitude. Like, this is really an epic play in many proportions.
Yeah.
So wanting to be a part of it because, you know, again, there's not enough Indigenous stories out there. So, like, yes, I have to audition for this.
Well, as somebody who taught Maine history for many years and used to incorporate some of the Penobscot and Passamaquoddy folklore into class, I am so excited for people to hear these stories because there are so many amazing Gluskabe stories that have been told for generation after generation.
Yeah, I'm excited because I never heard of him before, but again, not from Maine, you know what I mean? But to hear that he's so, like, deeply embedded in the culture and he's, I mean, he's such a fun character. And Matt Cross, who plays Gluskabe, does an amazing job as this fun trickster character.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've got a remarkable cast, too, including two groups of talented young people, mm-hmm, that are working to help tell the story.
Yes, we have a collaboration with Dramatic Academy. I was really excited to see that, you know, because I get to see a lot of the kids that I have worked with before, and they are killing it. They're having such a fun time, and, you know, it makes me feel like a kid again. It makes me feel like I can run around with them and just have fun, as well as honoring these stories and helping bring these stories to light.
And so why is it important? Obviously important to tell the story, but why is it equally important to have this kind of representation in a place like Maine that is not terribly culturally diverse?
I mean, I think number one, this is an excellent opportunity for Penobscot Theater Company, named after the Penobscot people, to really like reach out. You know, this is a great opportunity for them to like reach out, to communicate, to talk about what collaborations they could have going forth in the future. This definitely should not, I hope, will not be the last, you know, Penobscot story that's told there. This piece being like such a phenomenal piece really could like tour and really could go other places. I mean, it's such a fun piece, you know what I mean? And it's so like embedded in the culture. And again, like these stories are not stories that are told often. I mean, it's funny because when I booked this gig, I was like, I'm going to look at the cast sheet because I guarantee I'm going to know one of the other natives on this cast, because there's really like a handful of us, you know what I mean, that are native actors, native directors. Like it's not that big of a community. And sure enough, when I looked on and I saw Matt's name, I was like, oh, I know Matt. Like, okay, here we go. You know, so like to really branch out and hopefully be an inspiration to other, you know, native people who are thinking about coming into acting. Maybe there's some youth in the Penobscot community that are thinking about it but didn't see themselves up there. And so this is also a chance for people who've not seen themselves in the theater to be front and center.
Absolutely. What about for you? Why is it important for us to have this representation here in this community, but in theater as a rule around the country?
Well, I think especially now, I think it's really important to have this representation because, as Kylie said, for me personally, I didn't see anyone on stage ever that looked like me or that spoke Spanish. You know, I'm a proud Latina, and I didn't see any of that representation until I was 15. And 15 years is a very long time. And I had already started my theater career at the time. You know, I started young, but it was hard and it was a challenge to step on stage and play something that wasn't me. And I remember seeing this actress and she spoke Spanish for the first time. And, you know, for me, I started crying. So it is an honor and truly a privilege to go on stage and speak a language that I may not know fluently, but I've learned some words, and it's been, you know, inspiring for me to look into their history and their background and see where I have my faults and my flaws so I can fix it in order to do it justice. Like there are a lot of words that at the beginning I read and I was like, oh, this is how you say it. And then I, you know, heard Carol Dana, the playwright, say it. And I was like, oh, this is wrong. Where do I have to, you know, fix this in order to do this justice? But that's why it's important to me, because I would love to look out into the audience and see the youth in the Wabanaki Nation, and Penobscot Nation, you know, anyone out there that identifies with these stories, to hear that language and to know that language. I've felt it before, and it's something that is inspiring and beautiful, and it needs to happen, and it needs to be shared, not just here in Bangor, but everywhere. I think that these stories need to go further than just Bangor, Maine. I think that they should be in New York, and they should be in Chicago and, you know, the big cities, because that's where people need to be most educated, I think.
Well, I've seen pictures of the set, and it looks just amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty cool, huh?
That's fantastic. And you open up this weekend. You've got a couple of previews later this week.
Yes. Yeah, February 29th, we start our first preview, and then I believe we open on Saturday. So.
Excellent. Well, it's easy to get tickets. You know how to do that. Call the theater, 942-3333. Go online at penobscottheater.org, or just stop in at the historic Bangor Opera House. Say hi to Amy. Get yourself tickets, because you're going to want to see this remarkable show. My Story is Gluskabe, opening up this weekend. And boy, I hope big audiences show up, because these stories need to be here. Because it's surprising to me how few people in Maine know some of these stories, because it's really only been in recent years, I think, that we've begun to teach some of this, not enough, in our public schools in this area. So it's a wonderful thing for the audience, yes, for the native people as well, but for all of us to learn a little more about, the people who were here first.
Yeah, and like you were saying, like the set, the costumes, the puppets, I mean, if you love Sesame Street also, you know, like, like it just has so many beautiful elements to it. It really is like just a beautiful art piece, like all together. Like,
now, are you doing some student matinees too?
Yes,
we're going to Indian Island to perform for the community there. So I'm super excited for that.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to it opening this weekend. My story is Gluskabe at Penobscot Theater Company. Veta Villalobos, Kylie Turner, thank you both so much for coming in. Break legs.
Thanks for having us. This is so much fun.
Have a wonderful time. 14 minutes after.
Just fanfare.
There's that fanfare again. Good time. Kylie is around. That happens. It's crazy. 14 minutes after the hour, just getting underway on a Tuesday afternoon program.